This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. State lawmakers debated a controversial measure this week that would ease the penalties for marijuana possession. They also discuss an alternative to current execution methods for prisoners on death row. But first, Alabama Public Television's Don Daly talks with WBHM's Gigi Duban about a measure sponsored by Representative Peblin Warren that aims to make faith-based child care centers safer. The bill would regulate religious daycares even as they remain exempt from state licensing requirements.
It does not do away with daycares becoming exempt, but it does require that exempt daycares be subject to more regulations. Like, for instance, there would be mandatory insurance requirements. There would also be mandatory requirements for employee screening and criminal background checks and the like. And Representative Warren is quick to point out that it's not about churches at all. It's not about restraining religious freedom at all. It's all about the health and safety of children.
And I know some earlier versions of this bill put rules in place around the ratio of teachers to children. How about this version?
This version still addresses some of those same things, but Representative Warren has gotten a consensus, apparently, among those who raised concerns last year. It also says that if a daycare center receives any funding from the state or federal government or has a child enrolled that receives any child care subsidies, that they have to be licensed. Representative Warren says she's very optimistic this time around. She got Senate committee approval this week. It could head to the Senate floor as early as next week. And she says she's already been approached by a couple of senators who'd like to carry the bill for her on the Senate floor. So unlike last year when this bill died in the Senate on the last day of the session, there seems to be a lot more momentum this year.
Okay. A new one for this week. A Senate Judiciary Committee supported a bill that would lessen the penalties for marijuana possession. The vote was 6-4. Tell us about this bill.
Yeah, this is very controversial, and obviously by the vote count there, it was a narrow approval. Senator Dick Brubaker of Pike Road proposed this legislation, and he says that he feels we need to look at that because of the burden on the justice system and high incarceration rates. And what he wants to do is lessen the penalties for simple marijuana possession. That's possession of an ounce or less of marijuana. And he says that if you're found to have had possession of an ounce or less, you would be subject to fines rather than any jail time. And if there are repeat offenders, then the probable penalties would be adjusted accordingly. Again, it passed the Senate committee very narrowly this week, but interestingly, an almost identical bill sponsored by Representative Patricia Todd of Birmingham failed in a House committee this week. Whenever we're dealing with marijuana, it seems to be a lightning rod type issue, so it will be interesting to see how this plays out. I know that Senator Phil Williams of Rainbow City said in the committee meeting this week that he had a lot of problems with this legislation and that if it makes it to the Senate floor, he would probably filibuster over it.
Okay, shifting gears a little bit. The Senate passed a bill that would provide an execution alternative to lethal injection and the electric chair. This is nitrogen hypoxia.
Indeed, it's exposure to nitrogen gas, which in a certain amount can be lethal. Senator Tripp Pittman of Montrose has proposed this bill for 2 years now. It didn't move very far last year. He got it out of the Senate on Thursday of this week. And he says nitrogen hypoxia would be a third alternative if, for instance, the lethal injection drug is not available or there's some other constitutional challenge to the other methods of execution here in the state.
Do we know at all, or has there been discussion about the failure rate associated with this technique?
I don't think there are many statistics on it because it's never been used as an execution method. I think two other states have adopted nitrogen hypoxia as an alternative form of execution, but it's never been used yet. So we don't have a failure rate statistic.
And Senator Jimmy Hawley has raised questions about this bill possibly resulting in litigation. What are some of his concerns?
As with lethal injection, he feels that this could open the state up to a lot of legal questions, the humanity of nitrogen hypoxia versus the others. But of course, humanity and cruelty have also been issues that have been raised about our other two modes of execution. So it's an ongoing debate.